We're excited, and we're not even going to be flooding across the river from the CBD into the Adelaide Oval. I bet you Keith Bradshaw is over the moon with the anticipation. G'day, Keith.
Good morning, guys.
Exciting times.
Look, it is. It really is. There's a real buzz around Adelaide at the moment. We've had a huge amount of interstate and overseas visitors that have come into South Australia. I think nearly 64% of our ticket sales at the moment for general admission from outside the state. So, look, we're expecting a bumper crowd. I'd say we'd be up around 40,000, and I'm really hoping it might be even a few more.
What's capacity there now?
So we actually have capacity of around 52 with the northern mound, but because of the sight screens and the restricted view, we're probably at about 47, 48, given we have to cover a number of seats and the sight screens are in place as well.
And so I know the Adelaide test is always popular, Keith, but I imagine your corporate sales would be at a premium.
They have. They've been taken up amazingly well. I mean, we're really seeing an Ashes-like response in terms of the interest, not only on day one, but day two and into day three as well. It's really huge. And I guess we have a few different offerings as well, guys. We've got, for example, the members are coming in. There's a lunch in the McLaughlin room, about 500, 600 people. And then we'll turn that around and we'll do a dinner service as well. So there's certainly a, you know, financially, there's a lot of dollars rolling in, but at the same time, it's not all about money. We've put a lot of investment into this in terms of the infrastructure, you know, putting up lights for the players to train them in the evening, the lighting for the patrons and members and so on as they come into the ground. So it should be a fantastic spectacle.
It certainly will be a great spectacle, and when those in the eastern states can come home and more cricket on at night time, like the Perth Test match. In your opinion, and given what you've seen, is night test cricket here to stay?
I really think, we're not at the end of the journey. We're at the start of a journey, I think. And what I'd like to see, too, is it goes to the next level, that we start to look at the initiatives, as Mark Taylor said, the four-day test cricket, start on a Thursday, finish on a Sunday, a proper world test championship. I think there are still some innovations and some changes that we're in the game. It won't change the way that we play it. And you know, Stuart, it's the pinnacle for every player to play test cricket. So
it certainly is.
To be that contest, but I think there are some things that we need to look at.
It certainly is. I can't, and to be honest, I can't agree with the four-day test match. I think there's plenty of other things we can do rather than changing the game.
So, Keith, Adelaide would be happy to stick their hand up every year to host the day-night test match?
Look, at the moment, I think this is the way of the future. I really do, and we'd certainly be prepared to do that. Obviously, we want to debrief at the end of the test, but there'd be no reason for us to think that this hasn't been a fantastic initiative. As I said, it's really important too that the game that's played out in the middle is a traditional test.
And
all the signs that we had from the New South Wales, South Australia match and the debrief with Steve Smith and Travis Head, the captain, was that the pink ball played really well. Damien Hoffer, I know you've spoken to this morning, that the drop-in pitch is superb. We've kept an extra cover of grass on it slightly longer this year, which is giving a little more assistance to the fast bowlers early on. But it's also turning, bouncing. It should be a great game.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. We obviously want the Australians to win. Mm. Do you have any fears about the ball?
Not at all. No, I think, as I said, the Shield game between New South Wales and South Australia just proved that, in my mind, that the pink ball is technologically advanced, it's ready to go, and the feedback from the players was first rate.
Yeah, it does appear that way, and there will be some teething issues, but I think if we all go in with the mindset that it isn't perfect, and as you said, we're at the start of the journey rather than the end, then it's only going to get bigger and better.
Look, I agree, and I think people are seeing that, but certainly when we first talked about this, there was some negativity from many quarters, but at the moment, I have to tell you, Adelaide's a buzz at the moment. The people, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's excited about it.
Yeah, they certainly are. Keith, we wish you all the best today. It'll be a great day for cricket around the world, because I think this is going to take off around the world if it is a success.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, TK's just going to grab me.
Keith, I noticed with great interest, any excuse to get out of the Northern Hemisphere at this time of year as well, but you've got the members of the MCC down here. They're the rule makers. They are the governors of the game. Have you had much interaction with them? So it is a major, major game, isn't it, as far as the future of cricket?
It is. I mean, we were very honoured that the MCC World Cricket Committee actually met in Adelaide over the last 2 days, and there's some of the great players of the game, some of the great minds of the game, and they've been here discussing that. And I guess in my previous life as a chief exec over at MCC myself, I know the amount of rigour and thought and that those guys put into it, and it's something that, you know, the pink ball is something that they've backed now for 8 or 9 years. So it's great to see a lot of their forward thinking come to fruition.
Yeah, so one last, I'm just seeing an SMS that's come in here, Keith, from Crossy, who's saying, can you please ask Keith, is this just about money? So I'm putting it to you.
No, absolutely not. The whole move to do this, Crossy, was around getting people back to test cricket, getting people involved, bums on seats. And this was discussed many, many years ago. It really was, you know, numbers in Australia were very good. Numbers in the UK were very good in terms of supporting test cricket, but we felt that across the subcontinent, in some of the other countries, that we needed to do something to really invigorate it. And we felt that day-night test cricket was one of those initiatives.
Keith, just a really quick one, mate. The net bowler got struck by Mitchell Marsh. Is he okay?
Yep, I understand he's fine.
Good stuff. Keith, we're excited. I imagine you're over the moon with it. Good luck with it all over the next 5 days, hopefully, or at least 4.5. Thanks very much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
No, thank you. Keith Bradshaw there, CEO of the SACA down there.
Speaks well, doesn't he? Yeah. Excited. Why wouldn't he be? He's the man that's bringing day-night test cricket to the world.